Al-Bayan Radio presents the following Friday khutbah from Masjid al-Azhar, Bilmo, asking Allah that it serves as a benefit for all.
Inna alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inu bihi wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu wa ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah wahdahu la sharika lahu وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وخليله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في الله حق الجهاد حتى أتاه اليقين فصلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تمسك بسنته واكتفى بهديه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله تعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أجارني الله وإياكم من النار. Today's khutbah is going to be about a topic that many have misunderstood or they have defined incorrectly, or they have totally mistaken the meanings of a characteristic, a trait that many wish to have or claim to have or express that they have this specific trait or quality. But the issue is, because of their lack of knowledge or misunderstanding, they express incorrectly. They express this trait, they show this characteristic, they come across incorrectly. And we know that the cure to ignorance is knowledge. And for this I'd like to share with you a topic that if you were to speak to a male or many males about this topic, they won't be able to talk to you about it. They won't have enough information about it. The topic of masculinity, manliness, manhood, what it means to be a man. And if you ask me, this topic is a very important topic to be shared and talked about, because the ummah is in dire need of true men. The ummah is in need of real men to hold and bear the responsibility of this ummah, to stand guards on the boundaries of La ilaha illallah. Because only the men are those that do the actions of those that give victory to La ilaha illallah. Allah says in the Quran regarding the men, من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه فمنهم من قضى نحبه ومنهم من ينتظر وما بدلوا تبديلا. من المؤمنين, from the believers are men. صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه, they were true to the oath they gave Allah Azza wa Jal and the covenant they gave Allah Azza wa Jal. And they seen their covenant through. Some have passed and some are still around awaiting. وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا. And these men, they changed not. They had specific traits, qualities in them that allowed them to be men. Traits and qualities that Allah Azza wa Jal defined for man, defined for his slaves. This is the definition of a man. Because there are many definitions. There's the definition of Hollywood, and the definition of Bollywood, and the definition of a certain culture and a certain race.
But the only definition that means something to us Muslims is the definition of Allah Azza wa Jal. Many define manliness as strength and power, courage, leadership. And some define manliness as being rich and being generous, or having connections and links and knowing people and being able to pull strings. Some go a further step and they define manliness or manhood or masculinity, or to be a man, marry many women, whether in halal or in haram, depending on the person himself. But that's their understanding. Or to be Mr. Untouchable. I can do and I can change and I can do what I wish and no one can touch me. Whether in halal or in haram, again, depending on the person. But is that what manliness and manhood and masculinity is? There may be some traits that we mentioned in a man, like having courage and leadership and having power and maybe even having wealth. Those traits or those definitions can be found in a man. But in a man that is defined according to the Quran and the Sunnah. Because the Quran and Sunnah defined everything for us, even what it means to be a man. There are many males, but there are few men. And all men are males, but not all males are men. And this is found in the Quran. All males are men, but not all men. All men are males, but not all males are men. And this is found in the Quran. For example, Allah mentions Rajul or Rijal in the Quran and Dhakar. Dhakar meaning male, Rajul and Rijal, men and man. When Allah Azza wa Jal discussed in the Quran that which both the men and the males share, He mentions the word Dhakar. Contracts and rights and whatnot, such as inheritance. لِلذَّكَرِ نِثْلُ حَظِّ الْأُنْثَيَيْنِ. Because both the man and the male inherit the same. So he used the word male. لِلذَّكَرِ مِثْلُ حَظِّ الْأُنْثَيَيْنِ. However, when Allah Azza wa Jal mentions noble qualities, qualities that are only found in men, He uses the word رِجَال or رَجُل. And for this, the best example that you will find in history, from the beginning of time, from the beginning of history till now, the best example of manliness and manhood and masculinity is found in the messengers and the prophets that were sent to mankind. Allah says in the Quran, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا. That, Ya Muhammad, we have sent before you but men. Men, the messengers and the prophets, who are they and what's their definition? Allah Azza wa Jal says they are men. Why? Because they had the qualities of men. They lived the qualities of men according to the definition of Allah Azza wa Jal. So let's read the book of Allah Azza wa Jal and see what is defined in His book. What is the definition of man? What is the definition of masculinity? Can we find it in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal? Certainly we can. And today we're going to share some qualities and some traits and some characteristics of a true man that are found in the Quran. We can't discuss everything, but bi-ithnillah Azza wa Jal, that which will suffice. Allah Azza wa Jal mentions in the Quran that from the qualities of the men is that they hold a worry. They have stress and worry, but not over petty worldly desires, women and money and wealth and whatnot. They have a worry for this ummah. They stress over the affairs of the ummah of La ilaha illallah. They protect it how they can and when they can, fend off harm and be of aid in any instance they can and in any form they can. Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَجَاءَ رَجُلٌ مِّنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ يَسْعَى قَالَ يَا مُوسَى إِنَّ الْمَلَأَ يَأْتَمِرُونَ بِكَ لِيَقْتُلُوكَ فَخْرُجْ إِنِّي لَكَ مِنَ النَّاصِحِينَ. And there came a man from the end of town running towards Musa, looking for him to give him a piece of information that he had known. Ya Musa, leave, because the chiefs of town are looking for you. They're plotting and planning to kill you. So leave. I'm a true warner to you. I am giving you true advice. Leave. What moved this man? What caused him to run and not walk? It was the worry of for la ilaha illallah. The worry and the stress he held for la ilaha illallah. The sense of responsibility. The sense of responsibility that he had towards Musa and towards this message that Musa had. This is from the greatest traits you will find in a man. Allah Azza wa Jal also quotes in the Quran that from the qualities of a man, from the qualities of the man is that he speaks the truth when needed, if needed. If he's at a crossroad and there is haqq and there is batil, truth and falsehood, he will speak the truth. This is what a man will do. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran, وَقَالَ رَجُلٌ مِّنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ. Allah describes this man as a man. وَقَالَ رَجُلٌ مِّنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ, from the family of Fir'aun. This man, he concealed his religion. He concealed his religion. No one knew that he believed in Musa until there was a crossroad. And he had to either forego the truth or speak the truth. So he spoke the truth, even if it was going to be at the expense of his own life. He spoke the truth because he had to. And this is a quality of a man. He speaks the truth when needed, if needed. Manliness and masculinity and being a man and having this quality and this trait is to be steadfast. Steadfast on your religion when you live in a dynamic environment. Everything changing around you. You have exposure to business, halal or haram. You have exposure to many opportunities at the expense of your religion. But you refuse because you're connected to Allah Azza wa Jal. رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Allah Azza wa Jal said, men, describing a specific quality or a specific type of people, they are men whom neither trade nor business and sale diverts them from the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. Their hearts are connected to Allah Azza wa Jal, constantly in remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. No opportunity, whether in halal or in haram, will deter them from Allah Azza wa Jal. If they are exposed to something, but they have to, at the expense of their religion, forego their religion for this opportunity, they will not give up their religion. This is the quality of a true man. Manliness is not how long your moustache is, or how big your beard is, or how long your hair is. This is not manliness. Manhood is honesty. Manhood is honor. And if you give a word, you stick to it and you honor it. This is true manhood. Allah Azza wa Jal says, مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا عَاهَدُ اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ. As we mentioned in the beginning, وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا. They were true to the covenant they gave and to the oath they gave Allah Azza wa Jal. وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا. And they changed not. This is the true meaning of manliness and manhood. Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhu asked from Umar radiyallahu anhu in his khilafah, he asked of him backup in one of the battles. In one of the battles he asked for backup. So Umar sent him a letter and he said to him, I have sent you 4,000 as backup. And I have dispatched to you 4 men, each man equal to 1,000. And similarly, Khalid ibn al-Walid asked from Abu Bakr radiyallahu an for backup when they were besieged in a battle. So he said to him, I have sent to you al-Qa'qa, equal to 1,000. Equal to 1,000. This is what this ummah needs. Men with the qualities of men. Because these men are the men that will give victory to La ilaha illallah. These men are the men that will stand on the boundaries of La ilaha illallah. It's not about numbers. Many males that benefit you not. All of them have goodness in them. Males, females, men. But it is the men that will stand out and shine. It is the men that will stand on the boundaries and give victory to La ilaha illallah. All of them will give victory. But it is the men that Islam relies on. Umar radiallahu an, he was with his companions once. And he said to them, or to one of them, wish. What is it that you wish for? So he said to him, I wish for a room or a house full of gold, so I can spend it for the cause of La ilaha illallah. Didn't reply. So he asked another, what do you wish? Wish. Ask. What is it that you, like, if you were to imagine and wish, what is it that you wish for? He said, I'd wish for pearls and jewelry that is expensive, full, a house full of jewelry and pearls and expensive whatnot, so I can spend for the sake of La ilaha illallah. And again, Umar radiallahu anhu didn't reply. So he asked a third, and he said to him, wish. He said to me, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, I do not know what to wish for. What is it? So there, Umar radiallahu anhu replied, he said, I wish that this house was full of men like Abu Ubaid al-Jarrah and Mu'ath ibn Jabal and Salim Mawla Abi Hudayfa, so I can use them to raise the flag of La ilaha illallah. Men. And this is what our worry should be. Our goal is to be men. We are supposed to be striving in our life. Your life goal should be that you're a man. Not according to Hollywood and Bollywood and this culture and that culture, but according to what Allah Azza wa Jal has defined for you as a man. And then you instill this into your children and put this in their hearts. Let them grow up to be men, because it is men that will give victory to La ilaha illallah. The forefront are the men. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه فيا فوز المستغفرين. الحمد لله وكفى ولا عدوان إلا على من ظلم وبغى والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث المصطفى صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تمسك بسنته واكتفى بهديه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. The Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم was once with his companions, and a man or a person walked by. So he said to them, what do you think of this person? And this person had he was exposing himself as a person of wealth. Wealth was showing on him with what he was dressed in and whatnot, his perfume and his clothing, affluence. So they said, this man, if he was to seek a female for marriage, they will accept him. And if he was to intercede for someone, they will accept his intercession. And if he was to talk in a crowd, they would stop and listen to him. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam kept quiet. Then another man came by, but this man had maybe the qualities of a poor person, maybe poor clothes, wasn't as presentable. So he said, what do you say of this man or this person? They said, if he was to ask for a female's hand, most likely he will not be accepted. And if he was to intercede for someone, his intercession most likely will not be accepted. And if he was to talk between a crowd, they will not listen to him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, that single man that you said will not be accepted and whatnot is equal to the whole world full of the first man that you said will be accepted. And like this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is teaching us a very important lesson. Don't be quick to rush and judge because of presentation or the way someone presents themselves. Being a man is not how wide you are or how big your biceps are or how loud your voice is or how cool your haircut is or what kind of clothes you wear. Being a man, if you want to summarize it and put it in one place, it's in your heart. That's where men are. That's where true manliness lives. A man, when he's under pressure and he's being tested, he will shine. As for a male that claims to be a man under pressure, and when he is being tested, he will fail. He will fail. A man will shine, and a male will fail. And there's many examples. But what matters to us is a person that is exposed, for example, to haram. Females, for example, in halal or in haram, contracts, many opportunities in haram, but he refuses. Being betested, haram is just a hand span away. You can grab it, you can look at it and see it, but you refuse because in your heart, that manliness in you, that manhood in you, does not allow you to break the boundaries of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because you, as a man, you're the guard of the boundaries of Allah Azza wa Jal, so you do not cross them. You do not cross them. And the best example is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because he was offered, say what you wish, ya Muhammad. Ask for what you wish. Do you want women? Say which female you want and we will marry her to you. You want to be the richest? We will give you our wealth and make you the richest. You want status? You want power? We will make you our leader. Just leave this message that you have come with. But he was steadfast and he spoke the truth, even if it was at the expense of a luxurious life. He chose a simple, basic life with the poor. This is the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Did not make him any less of a man. And there are many examples in his seerah. Maybe if Allah Azza wa Jal gives us life, we can talk more about this topic and go into more depth and more detail. But for now, I'm going to give you an address. Remember it. You don't need to write it down. It's very easy to remember. This address, go there, because it's the factory where men are made. It's the factory where men are made. Go there. There's many males there as well. But you will surely find men there. And this is where men are made. So remember this address and make sure you go there. As a matter of fact, you are there. لمسجد أسس على التقوى من أول يوم أحق أن تقوم فيه فيه رجال. الله عز وجل says لمسجد أسس على التقوى. A masjid that is established on taqwa of Allah عز وجل أحق أن تقوم فيه فيه رجال. In this masjid, in these masajid, you will find men. You will find men, because men are made in the masajid. So inshaAllah, bi'ithnillah azza wa jal, if Allah gives us life, we can discuss this topic more and in more depth. Until then, look for it. Look for manliness and manhood if you seek. in the masajid, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم يا سامع الصوت ويا سابق الفوت ويا كاسي العظام لحما بعد الموت اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا اللهم تب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم ربنا عليك توكلنا وإليك أنبنا وإليك المصير اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات بكرمك يا ربنا قريب مجيب الدعوات وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وأقم الصلاة.